Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM,
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. And it's the 5th of December 2025. That is K December. We are coming, we are going. As we are going, you find people busy arranging their trips. Some of them, I see them buying cooler boxes and also buying dancing shoes. And some are buying gifts to their parents and also gifts to their loved ones. It's quite very important, but it's also quite fundamental to make sure that, when we are in December, yes, we are now. When you are at this festive season, we look at the key priorities, particularly what you need to look at as a person, what you need to look at based on where you are and also based on where you want to go. And like any other day, this is a platform. This is a platform that we speak about money. This is a platform that we speak about the economy. This is a platform that we speak about development. And indeed, this is a platform where we educate each other, where we engage into critical issues of national development. We look at policy making. We look at policy implementation, and we also look at the impact of that implementation. Was the implementation successful of the policy? Did the people who were given, or did the people who were targeted by that policy impacted positively? That is why after every conversation on policy making and implementation, we look at the output and we also look at monitoring and evaluation to say, when you have a program, for example, of eradicating poverty, what were some of the key interventions when you were eradicating poverty, or where you attempt to eradicate poverty? And in you implementing those interventions, what was the outcome? And what was the outcome of that implementation? How many people benefited from that policy, and how many have suffered from that policy? That is why this is the platform where we look at those conversations, because various leaders, they are getting sworn in, particularly local and regional authority councillors, and it's my wish and it's the aim of every Namibian to make sure that they are given strength, power and also support to make sure that when it comes to service delivery, the center of service delivery must be an individual who is an ordinary person out there who have suffered for quite some times and need those assistance. Yeah, looking around the world on an international forum, it's indicated that, the governors of banks or central banks of Africa, they decided to say no. They are putting up a plan, particularly to come up with Central Bank of Africa, because in regulating trade and in an attempt to make sure that trade and continental trade integration is intensified and African continental free trade area is on full functioning. One of the direction is to make sure that Africa come up with Africa Central Bank, and we are yet to see how that plan is going to materialize, how beautiful it's going to be when Africa has her own central bank where there is regulation of funds and the key driver of African economy. And we are yet to see how the private sector will look at this and also what will happen, particularly to our trade partner, either from EU, BRICS, or the United States of America. But those are some of the developing conversation. The other thing which is happening around the world is the agreement between Rwanda, the president of Rwanda, and also the president of, Democratic Republic of Congo. They are in Washington, or the United States of America. They are busy there putting on agreements on peace and also stability, especially when M23 and the government of DRC particularly the armed front. They are always engaging in military engagement, they are always engaging in those battles, and they are fighting each other. But at the center of that fight is not only about territorial control, but it's also mineral resources, because DRC is a country which is the most richest country on earth in terms of mineral deposits, but also the poorest country in Africa and also in the world in terms of human development, and also ability of the institution of governance to make sure that when it comes to giving service and also basic needs to the people, then they are, you know, the human beings are prioritized. But those are development, and we have to see peace and stability, because at the center of everything, at the center of everything, particularly at the center of development, there is always peace and also stability. Because if you don't have peace, how can you have a sustainable business? If you do not have peace, how can you have a sustainable business if you do not have, happy and also sustainable customers? Because if they only come to buy today, tomorrow they disappear because of the terrorists in the region, then that is not a sustainable business. But a sustainable business must be able to speak on security, speak on effectiveness of that security. Yeah. We are continuing. We are continuing with business and economic segment. And today, the conversation for today is going to be aligned with the time, because we always make sure that we can't give you breakfast during lunchtime, and we cannot give you lunchtime during dinner. We don't give you that platform. We always make sure that we align our conversation with the days and time of where we are now. That's why when you speak about K December, you see people are buying cooler boxes there. People are buying dancing clothes. Some people are buying gifts for their loved ones. Some people are buying, entertainment materials. But at the center of that, we look at December holiday and priorities. What are some of the key priorities of a human being? What are some of the key priorities of you when you go to December? Because we understand that either you are a business operator, SME operator, or you are an individual who is on holiday, we end up doing most of the things but achieve nothing, because December has a lot of surprises. December has a lot of people, but we end up really not prioritizing. That's why today we are going to speak about key priorities. What are some of the key priorities that you need to focus on, especially when you are in the holiday, and also how January will be looking like. We can speak of personal safety, we can speak about finance, we can speak about building of relationships, we can also speak about the long-term plan of saying, I'm not only going to plan for December, but I have to plan for my life in the next 5 years. What are some of the future of possibilities? But in a studio, join my colleague, one of my favorite colleagues at Eagle FM. That is Francina. Francina, how are you?
Good evening, David. How are you?
No, I'm well. Can you please speak up? I'm not there.
Oh, am I low?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Let's start. You look like you're already in holiday mood, isn't it?
Very much.
I see.
That time where most things happen that we hardly do. We just do once in a while.
Yeah.
And you hardly get that chance of even doing it. You know, sometimes a December holiday for you is still work.
Well, what are you going to do?
December.
Mm.
Spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And try to catch up with the lost cousins that we lost, I don't know, years ago.
Oh. Okay.
Those cousins, the last time we saw them was maybe before, I think, when we were in high school.
Yeah.
And once when you enter varsity, you hardly meet up. Maybe the first year, because you are still yet getting to know life in varsity.
Yeah.
Once you get to know life in varsity or life in the city, you change Moskama, you understand, like grown up person.
Yeah.
You know life. And
And you cut out some people also.
You cut out some people, my
yeah, friend. But that point,
friends.
Yeah, that point you mentioned is quite a very good point of saying is catching up and also rebuilding of relationships, because some people we don't cut communication because of your choice. It can be a situation, you move to another town, you move to high school, you move somewhere, but the time for family, especially happy moments, December and Christmas. Other than that, people we only meet when there is trouble, but you don't really get time to connect. Now, while we are in December holiday, and it has been stated before, and we are going to state it to say, life is not ending on the 30th of December. There are people who are going 31st, there.
31st, actually.
Yeah, 31st.
I can see you are so excited.
I'm very much. There are people who are going there.
I just hope what...
But is the 31st not connected to the 1st?
That
is a transition, right?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Now,
guys, let's consider December as the same as other months. Why do we take December as a different month? So because it's a last month of the year.
Yeah.
Is it because it's a month where we switch off our minds and turn on the holiday minds and switch off the work minds?
And to us, a full-time Christian, it's also a month where our king was born.
And I see you guys are busy asking for money on social media, come out to celebrate his birthday.
Yeah, people have different intentions. But now, let us look at... priorities, because there are always a lot of things in our mind and there are always things that we end up forgetting. But when we are in the December holiday, as we have already started, some of the people are already there. What are some of the things that you consider priorities for an individual, either you're a young person or an adult? Some of the things that you can really say, this thing, I have to do them. Other one are choices.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take out entertainment.
Okay.
Minus entertainment, because in most cases, for young people, if you remove entertainment from December, it's not December. Let's remove entertainment.
It's not December.
Let us look at other things and we maybe put it at the back.
Okay.
What are your key priorities? Key
holiday
five priorities.
Job.
Holiday job.
Yes.
That's number one.
That's one of the things that one can do. You know, sometimes you have so much on your plate.
Yeah.
And now you just depend on your parents' pension money, your grandparents' or your parents' money and all that.
Yeah.
But then if you at least try to meet them halfway with holiday job, even you yourself, you're learning something from doing the holiday job.
Yeah.
You learn how to save. Mm. You learn how to be someone that's employed. You get to learn some few things there. So when you find yourself now having a full-time job, a full, hopeful time employee, you know how to go about it, because you once being a part-time employee and all that. So holiday job is one of the most things that one can do, especially those that have finished the grade 11 exams.
Yeah.
Or even not even about finishing 11 grade exams, but long as you know that what you're doing is now on holiday, and you feel like being home and just there being quiet is nothing. You can do holiday job.
Yeah.
And it's switching your mind to be even someone that understands how it is to be as an employee.
Even to become governable. Do you know that there is a saying to say, human beings without rules, we are not different from animals. But to be governable, when you learn to be part of a certain system, when you have been at the work environment, because some people, they don't learn these things. If you are around people, there are some things that you know. You can do them in your private life or at the private zone, in the comfort of your house. But when you are around people, you know what it means to come to a former working environment. You know how to speak to people in a former working environment. There are things that you can do at school with your friend, but you can't do them at work.
Yes.
There are things that you can shout at the bar, at the club. But you can't do them at work. That's why in most cases, what we fail to do is that we focus on the job, but you don't focus on the skills that you are getting.
Yes.
Even you are young, you learn how to follow chains of communication. You learn how to be led, for you to lead people. But there are people who are, there is always this person who has a dream. No, I want to be a president of Namibia. You remember that time?
I
want to become a minister. I want to become what? Mm-hmm. But how do you learn to, how are you going to learn to be read and also be corrected too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also conflict, because conflict, people think conflict is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict can only be bad if you don't know how to go through conflicts. Mm-hmm. You learn conflict and dispute resolutions. You learn, you learn beyond your comfort zones. And I think that is, let's move to another point. What else are you going to do apart from that if you are looking at the young people? Minus entertainment.
So we're just going to focus on the young ones.
Yeah, then we can go. We can go. We have enough time.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else can we focus on in holiday? Spending time with your family.
Who do you regard as your family?
Sure, the whole family, like
no, because okay, from my
parents, from siblings,
my, yeah.
But siblings, sometimes you're gonna get a chance to meet up with them. But let me say those your aunties, your uncles, some of them you hardly see them, even if you happen to come home in the media, you hardly come across them or visit them. So you just go straight home and then you go back wherever you came from without meeting your other cousins or uncles or aunties. But then now December is a chance where you now also have the opportunity. Well, that's where most family members host events, you know, like get-togethers, unveiling tombstones and all that.
Yeah.
So obviously when you go there, you meet the uncles and the aunties that you have never, that you have never met before, and also those that you just heard of, but you never met them. That's the same thing as never met before.
Mm-hmm.
Or those that you have met, but you hardly meet up. So when you get there, you even catch up, you build up, you speak how things are and all that. And sometimes when they're getting together, you end up learning something out of it, getting something out of it, opening your mind and opening someone's mind out of it. So something positive obviously can come out from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While we are there, maybe it's when you speak about connecting with family, when you speak about connecting with family, what are some of the conversation that need to be put there on the table? Because I've seen in many occasions, people are very excited, but the discussion is temporary. The discussion does not have content. Not really to say we must speak about political economy at the dinner table.
Yes.
But
has a mind of a politician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not really to say a politician, a political economist.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if we are at the table of family conversation with your aunties, yes, or Mulinawa and all those things, after that, what do we speak about? Is it disciplining children? Is it gossiping? Is it, speak about past events or what? Because we must change really this narrative, especially in family conversations, to say what do we focus on as a family and how do we move forward as a family?
Mm-hmm.
Because in most cases, people they meet, then they start discussing a negative thing, for example, about somebody else, or they start, there's always camps. What are they doing?
And ever since I'm on Ironga, he's just like this, or he's just like this.
Yeah.
And what you start now giving every detail of the person. No, but I left him there.
But can't
you say he didn't come, or she didn't come for holiday?
Yeah.
It's because she's what and you know?
Is that a priority in the family discussion?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So, what mostly families some do when they gather that moment, some of them now is a chance of making corrections.
Yeah.
Let me say, for example, sometimes we do hardly do it, but if we had a family event, we end up making it also a time of let's sit down with the uncles and aunties and talk about life.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? If they've noticed there's something going on, maybe something that has been happening in your life this year, and they've realized that, no, let's talk to her. So sometimes they'll do it individually.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do it now as a group if they know that this is something that's worth speaking with everyone there.
Mm.
If we, like, in my family, sometimes, like from my dad's side, when we have maybe we had a wedding or just a certain event, after that, obviously, you find the family is all sitting under a tree, they're just there.
Okay,
so one a parent comes in our midst and starts speaking, oh, how are you guys? And what,
mm-hmm.
and like, guys, I've noticed that the drinking has now become too much,
mm-hmm.
or guys, I've noticed that
balance,
yes,
balance.
Yeah. I've noticed that I don't
you're
know,
you're too if excited,
I don't know if this is what, this is how you guys behave when you are wherever you are, and all that. But I want to put up, give you guys some input, on this certain thing and all that. Sometimes sit down and just talk, you know, talk about the challenges, you know. Maybe if the family faced a certain challenge and it was difficult, or even if they came throughout, like, there was a good result out of it. Sometimes they'll be like, guys, we are grateful. It was not an easy journey here, but we came out of it. Let's continue doing, you know, putting some positive input into their minds. So even when they go back, you know, it's running in their mindset. No, when you were home, this was said. And even if something comes up again, you yourself, you rush to do it because you know that it's something that's building or bringing your family together. You know, some families have broken apart.
Yeah, and while we are there, and I think it's also a priority, you spoke about corrections,
mm-hmm.
it's also a priority to relook, especially in leadership and structure within what you call a family, because we have different definition of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always somebody who is leading. When something happened, good, there's always somebody who is leading, or somebody that people, they look up to. But in most cases, what I have seen is that we associate finance with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's also a time to correct, also to say, yes, who did something wrong? Let us look at 2026 differently. But it's not a time to prosecute one another. But it's a time to recorrect in terms of the structure of leadership, in terms of the communication, and also in terms of how things are going to be in the future. But most importantly is finance. One thing that we don't realize is that one of the things which divide families to say, no, She's my auntie Ngo, but because she does not have anything.
Yes.
Or it's just those, one of those uncles, but a person is a brother to your father, or a person is something.
If you have the mindset of finance.
Yeah. No, it's where I want to get into, mm-hmm. to say, one of the things which divide families is, the economic status.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that can put them together is also economic status.
Mm-hmm.
When they come together, in discuss about how do you assist this person.
Mm-hmm.
Some people become ungovernable because they feel that they are not welcome in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Or they lost, sometimes they lost their job, sometimes they lost their wives or husbands. Then they feel that, no, I'm not accommodated, mm-hmm. because of what they see. But if we start discussing about those things, especially the financial part, to say, Francina, okay, we know you are going to school next year, or you got this PhD.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get assistance? How do you get, what assistance you need? Is it only money, or do you need a certain accommodation somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You said you are going to study somewhere. What assistance do you need?
How far are you?
How far are you?
Mm-hmm.
And you, David, you have this friend. Can you connect this friend to this one?
Mm-hmm.
Not for corruption, but to mentor a person, mm-hmm. and make this person understand. But those are some of the things that you realize that sometimes you just need your uncle to make a call.
Mm.
So that you can get advice what you want from somebody.
Yes.
But you only have this thing of what is mine, but you don't discuss those things. And the uncle that is at the north, that we are always sending to get us ice blocks, and also to, you know, there's this thing with when you know, when you slaughter a goat, you remove, mm-hmm. the intestine. Most,
mm-hmm.
in most cases, that job of cleaning the intestine was given to the most uncounted
especially
person.
Especially when it's slaughtered at the time of the killing the cow.
Mm-hmm. And I think it came from those years to say those who don't have anything, those who are very poor, their job is that one. But that one you cannot give it to somebody who is older than you. It's like an insult now.
A very big one.
Yeah.
And it's something shameful, you as someone that's young,
mm-hmm.
or even old and still the same age, and you are sending that certain uncle,
mm-hmm.
to go wash the manjaja, mm-hmm. the manjaja's
yes,
hair,
yeah,
the intestines.
Yeah, it's still manjaja. Yeah. Yeah.
And also this thing of going to dig potholes for a tent, mm-hmm. or you know, sometimes you just have to respect, you know.
Yeah, you need to respect, and I think also it's a matter of just sit down and observe, because you are new to, not really to say you are new, but when you are in a holiday, you are reflecting because you have grown also.
But
you have grown 12 months.
We sometimes change, you know, you change yourself because you are apparently you are at home, mm-hmm. and you want everyone to notice that you are around.
I'm here, I'm
because
here.
Of who you do.
Yeah.
Hi, David is said, I'm a journalist, Moss. So
yeah.
they should know that there's a journalist in their midst. So you even look all of them down, you know.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
of the things also looking at your family members
down
mm-hmm. you know, but because they are not where you are, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that they will be there for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you will be there for the rest of your life. You can be there that moment, but he or she can overtake you. And then you'll find yourself, you have to now go there.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. No, it's not really to say you must put yourself down, but don't have too much pride.
And don't look at people down also.
It's just pride at advanced level,
mm-hmm.
and also putting yourself before other people. That is very dangerous already. Sometimes you just need to open up and
Let me say, for example, you are driving your car at the village.
Yeah.
You get stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming to push you out?
Your old classmates. that you don't respect. Don't
and,
even pick and, up their
and,
calls.
And yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's something to show you that
Life,
this is how life is.
Yeah.
You will need their help.
Mm.
Not financially.
Yeah.
No. And that's one thing. I think it's a mentality of just using finance.
Mm.
If the money is not there, then you are out of the picture.
Yeah.
I forget you.
Yeah.
You won't even be seen on any group. Get a job now. You find yourself on different groups you don't know of.
No, you find automatically.
You find different new numbers coming in your phone. Like, apparently it's your cousin from Wewe. I'm like, where were you when I was going through this?
Yeah. Look, I think finance should be understood from, yes, finance has power, ne? But it's not everything. Apparently, don't say money is not everything until you make a lot of money.
Mm.
But the point here is that everybody is important. And when you are in this holiday, you must make sure that everybody is important. Imagine you are driving your car. There are beautiful, I don't want to say slave queens, beautiful ladies. and you get stuck.
Mm.
What they do, they take their iPhone and start taking selfies. But that guy that you did not even say hi to is the one who's going to come and push you and rescue you. And it happens many times. And that is how life is. But now let us look at other priorities. Is it necessary for me to come on the table and start speaking about business and investment while I'm with friends?
No.
Is it necessary?
No.
Can I read it?
You first have to look at the environment.
I can't come speak about
not,
business
not after, only the environment,
at 1 o'clock.
But even those that you are with,
yeah.
are they business minded? What input do they have?
Yeah.
Sometimes you are talking about something,
yeah.
it's just the two of you.
Okay.
Yes, they understand.
Mm.
So now it will be difficult, or they will end up maybe even moving because they're like, just about business every time, just business.
Mm.
There's not a chance where we just make jokes, just general jokes, like, you know?
Yeah. So conversations, the different systems of conversation, they matter. Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. Today we are speaking about the festive season and also priorities. What are some of the key priorities that you need to prioritize? Number one, apart from what we have spoken about, apart from the finance part, apart from building relationships, there is also an issue of security. There is an issue of security. Security is key, because why you are excited, why you do not even know which event to attend after the other one, why you are saying yes to events. There are those who are coming to December holiday with a different intention. That's why those who I call those who harvest what they did not sow, those who harvest what they did not grow. And we speak about criminals, And we also speak about those who destroy people's peace. That's why your safety is number one. You get excited. You meet your friend that you have never seen in the past 4 years. Little did you know that that person is with a syndicate of human trafficking. You are there, no, where are you? No, I'm with my friend. We are even going to Shakati. We are going to Chikuku. We are going to Chicago. He or she is driving and has a lot of money. And you are just excited to say it's December, you are lucky. But you have never paid attention to any moves, any clues that are happening. You have never even think twice of about informing people where you are exactly are. Then when you wake up, you are in a box somewhere in the Middle East. I'm just giving an example. Somewhere in the Middle East. Or you just get lost. Because you don't know what this person has been doing for the past 5 years. Because you have been out with school or you've been out with other things. That's why safety is number one. Let us prioritize our safety. And also let us be cautious about who do we engage into. There are things that people don't speak about to say you don't know who you are dealing with. And you just leave your take drinks that you are leaving there at the table that you do not know. You leave your car glass there at the table that you do not know. And we don't discuss about these things. We are always focusing on happiness and entertainment. As we are going, let us pick where is my cooler box. But you don't know that the safety of the self is on you. You cannot go to a place then all the people that you came with are gone and you don't know, you don't have an exit plan. Because as far as we are entertaining ourselves, as far as we are enjoying December, we must think to say the Namibian economy still needs us. Namibian economy is still needing us. The Namibian projects are still standing because we are a bit, at least cooling down. But that does not mean that we must end there. Namibian economy still need you. That is why when you are saying safety is priority number one. The other thing is also jumping out of the house without even closing or locking the doors, without even making sure that your properties are in order. You leave your laptops on the table. The window is open. Your techies, your shoes are on top of your, or maybe you left them somewhere. You leave shoes there on the roof. But what you need to look at is that this is also the time that criminals are awake. And this is also the time that anything can happen that can destroy, your life, your properties, and that can be regrettable. But these things were supposed to be avoided. These things were supposed to be avoided. Because entertainment will not go anywhere. We need happiness. We need to dance. We need to connect. But we need to make sure that after everything is settled, we still have ourselves. You have seen a person on the 1st of December, by the 31st, the person has a different face. You do not even know whether a person is going or coming. The situation is completely changed. But safety is number one. Nobody wants to lose a friend in December. Nobody wants to lose a kid in December. Holiday. And nobody wants to lose a loved one, a partner. In December holiday, everybody want to come out full force, focusing on the game. And business people is also quite, a very good advice, especially the small business operators. When you get too excited, prioritize yourself and the sustainability of your business. Don't have a good heart like me to that extent that when I see all my friends at my business, I end up wanting to buy them everything. But now I have changed. Don't have a too good heart because it will bring you in trouble. You cannot, whether you met your former teacher on retirement, you cannot waste all your, you cannot spend all your money, even your savings, just to entertain this person. You can't. You must reach a level of saying, hey, no, yes, no. I am having a certain limit. we need to educate ourselves and also advise ourselves, especially when it comes to matter of saving and also protecting our capital, protecting our money, because money is a very important commodity. It's a very important element to enable the economy to function very well. That is why you find somebody has been working hard throughout the year, saving all the money from his business, but just because of entertainment, because of people that they see, because of somebody on the table said he has something that you don't have, then to prove a point, you go tomorrow to your account, so you buy that thing to show the person that you are able to do. Knowing that you are the greatest loser of all losers, because you do not know the person who is competing with you. If that is 10% of his salary or 10% of his investment, why you are fighting with everything that you have? Yeah, that's why, especially with us men and young boys, there is unnecessary competition. Men, we are king. We always want to make sure that we are on top of the game, and we always want to make sure that we are bigger than everything. And that's why at any element, when the argument is lost on content, people start speaking about what do you have. Then they even go to the point, let's compete. My car is faster than yours. That is the nature of us men. Or I know better than you. But what you do not want to do is to downgrade yourself in this holiday, to enter at unnecessary competition. We have seen the records of happiness and sour. When somebody was at the wedding or somebody was at the birthday enjoying themselves, then they, because of that little argument, they go to competition with cars and they are drunk and they don't recover from that. You are finished. You are out your properties and happiness and sour. That is why at this juncture, we are indicating to say investment, saving, and being strategic on spending can define your January. Because we are speaking about prioritization. Prioritization is saving. You can't be a household owner, head of the household, then you end up not having money for cultivating just because you prioritize a 30-day month like any other month. It's a common sense. You can't spend money on the side chick over the school uniform of your kids. That is a common sense thing. You cannot spend business money for personal use. You cannot do that. You cannot take your long-term saving plan for temporary entertainment. If you wanted to withdraw money and the ATMs are not working, don't swipe. Don't do that. This is December. Because money you are swiping, you are not feeling them. Don't do that. Learn from the best. Learn from those who failed. Don't do that. Because if you start swiping, there's a lot of things happen. You can lose your card too, or somebody can also steal it. Then you are finished. There is aftermath of an event that is full of regret, breaking of friendships, breaking of business partners, and all other things. But for you to be very careful and be strategic enough, make sure that whatever you do in this holiday is not accident. It must be part of the plan. You cannot say you are going to Tsume and you wake up in Ochivarongo, or you wake up in Kietman. Even the direction is completely different. The method you use to go there, you do not know. Then by the time is 2 days from now, you are waking up in Waves Bay. What kind of an individual are you? That's why today at the business and economic segment, we are prioritizing the main priorities to say is building of relationships, is bonding with your family members, is content-based conversation, jokes too, and effective personal financial management. Never, there is always a concept to say never mix business with pleasure. Never mix business with personal. When we do that, we will come out of December victorious, happy. And also, it will be easier for 2025 and 2026 to connect with one another. So that's why the business and economic segment, we are always making sure that we prioritize the prioritized. And the other thing that we need to look at is the planning part. The planning part. You cannot be in a holiday just focusing on one thing. You cannot be in the holiday just focusing on one thing, but planning matters. Let us teach ourselves how to plan, and also learning from the best, because this is now the time. If you are a business analyst, if you are a researcher, it's a time to connect with researchers. This is my time to connect with senior researchers. Then I get two or three things. This is my time also to connect with people who knows, people who are in my field, and also people who have done better than I have done. So that is the conversation that we are speaking about, to say we must make sure that when it comes to plan, we are very good at that. That's why it's also very good to make sure that when it's coming to professional growth, is the time that you are connecting with people who are in your field, people who are better than you, so that you can learn one or two things. I'm going to do the same. And yeah, Francina.
Yes.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the business and economic segment. We are speaking about the festive season. It's December holiday. And at the point of conversation, while we are about to come to the end of our conversation, when we speak about priorities, let us speak about the conclusion. Let us speak about the epilogue. Let us speak about the end of a holiday. How do you conclude your holiday? Do you conclude your holiday based on your plan, or when you find out that your money is finished, or when you wake up in a hospital, or when you got into an argument with somebody, then you decided to say, no, me, I'm now going to where I come from? Or how, when is that is a point to end the holiday? Or you are ending your holiday just because it's the 1st of January, or just because it's time for you to come to where you have been. How do you bring that to the conclusion? If somebody who is invested in planning about you starting a holiday, and do you have an exit plan? Do you have a conclusion? How do you connect 2025 with 2026? At what mood? Or most of the people, they just find themselves in the New Year Eve by accident. Some people, they don't even know. Some people, they will be found sleeping, and you are just asking yourself to say, what's really happening with this person? So, Francina, what do you think about planning until the end? What is your view on that?
All right. Like you said, that we end up entering the following year or the next year not knowing how you got there, not even knowing if you will get there. And sometimes you got there because of you knowing that you have money in your pocket.
Okay.
The excitement. I still have money for New Year. On the 1st of January, it's when you realize that you start now thinking of all the problems. You know, because you forgot, you are just there enjoying yourself and not thinking of next year, the going back, the what you left back before you came. You know, sometimes people are like, I can buy the things when I come back.
Yeah.
Now you left your room broke.
Yeah.
No cosmetics.
Yeah.
Or toiletries, whatever you call them. No enough electricity.
There's always a story of a toothpaste being presented. You know, January memes. Say this is how January is.
Yes.
Where you realize to say, but was it were we really supposed to suffer in January?
But we actually bring the suffering to ourselves. Because you know that every year there's December that where I go to and visit my family members or go for holiday.
Yeah.
And it's a month where I know that I'm going to spend.
Yeah.
It's a spending that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to ask my pockets.
Yeah.
For me to dig into my pockets.
Mm.
And you know that there's January where you have to go back. Everything is now going back to normal.
Mm.
Why let the same thing repeat over and over every year?
Oh.
It's something you have to plan.
Why do you continue suffering from the same mistake that you have done years after years?
Yes. Mm. So if you know that you are weak in saving, or you are weak in keeping money, apparently, you know that sometimes with those that can go with the money and make sure that, no, this $2,000, it's for when I come back.
Yeah.
But you that know, you that's weak, you'll be like, ah, I will see where I'll get this $2,000. Let's just eat it up. And, you know? And you are using it on entertainment. Not something that's, not something that's gonna come out of it, like it's gonna build something or something good will come out of it.
Mm.
But it's going to be spent on alcohol and unnecessary things. But if it was going to be spent on cultivating or buying the stationery, I think you saw the meme also circulating these days of the stationerist, she's out.
Yeah, she's away now.
Yeah, she's away.
Oh.
She's asking for 3 paper rims. She's asking for what you see.
Oh.
Yes. So,
no, you end up asking my bobcat, she's away.
Yes.
Things will get out of order. But I think at the end of the day, it's about prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about being careful, because you know we are human beings, we are emotionally being.
Mm-hmm.
We do most of the reason based on feelings. If you are happy, if you are angry, that's why there's always an advice to say, sometimes if you are too happy, don't say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you sit down
and think about it. And don't do it out of excitement. You know, when you're excited, you agree to everything because you know that you are fine in the pocket.
Yeah.
You are sorted for December and you think we forget about January.
Yeah, that's why we are always feeling sorry for those mistakes that we have done during our excited, excited moment.
You look back and think of it, you regret.
Because it's just an excitement moment that you fail to control because, you know, 2025 has been full of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people, we have been on down so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you are on up,
the
moment you forget that, is it you, Jane? Is it you, Maria, that was crying the whole December?
Yes.
Now it's you swiping
left, right, and center.
The money that you have been even using the whole month, you're swiping
left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And sometimes you forget the hard work you went through, you went through to get that money.
Yeah. And also to look at, When you look at your records of bank statement, I like giving these jokes to ladies to say, is it really you who drank all those savannas or you bought them to somebody?
Mm.
When you look at the list, your statement, when you look at the money that you have spent, especially us, is it really me who eat that money? But was it really my intention to spend money over my 20 friends? Then I forget the kid which I have.
And your parents or the guardian angel, whoever is taking care of.
Whoever is taking care of
your child, if you're not saying with
Or just forgot the one uncle that, you know, there's always somebody that you, forget, somebody that is very important, but you can't see the person because you are looking ahead. You are looking at tomorrow, you are looking at somebody coming to pick you, or you are looking at somebody that you are going to pick. You are looking at other things, but there's just somebody in front of you. You did not even give one second-hand clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give. But these are some of the things you start thinking about them when you are already done. But prioritizing that and management of emotions, I think, is a lesson that we should all continue learning on, to say, when I'm angry, when I'm excited, I shouldn't act at that moment. But I need to make sure that, especially when there's finance or a very difficult decision.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen an angry person that then is started saying, never, I will not do that or what other things?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a moment. Sometimes we need to come to that point, and that is the only way. So, dear listeners, we have around 1 minute. We're speaking about things that we need to prioritize. We started with planning. We also spoke about bonding and connecting with your family members. The other thing that we spoke about is safety, prioritizing of your safety. Safety must be number one, because just because you miss your old classmate doesn't mean that he's the same now, because that person maybe spent 15 or 10 years in jail, but you do not know.
Mm.
At the end of the day, you end up being kidnapped, or you end up getting
killed. Yourself caught up in a robbery or something happened.
You just appear on top of
wrong
the newspaper.
Time,
on top of the newspaper.
Wrong place.
Yeah, that is the thing now. Exactly, people are working. You are enjoying yourself. There are those who are working. That is, we talk about criminals now.
And you know, sometimes as friends, let me say for example, as friends, obviously, you should also try to input, give an input on each other on, okay, we are going out. Have you sorted out your expenses? Because sometimes now I'm just excited. No, David said December we are going where we. Now I'm just asking David, are we still going? Are we still going? But yet you haven't asked David. As you are planning now, telling me that we are going where for December. Have you sorted out your expenses? Are you sure when we come back you are not in debts and everything? Have you paid that? This set out your rent for a month in advance. You know, this is the best time where you can even think of let me include January because you know apparently January becomes like it's a whole 2 months because you are broke and you need the money so much.
Yeah.
And to ask, have you sorted out everything? If there's a child involved in your life, have you sorted out the stationery? Have you sent money for cultivation? Have you done this and that? And then you'll be like, okay, if he says no, be like, no, David, but first settle this.
Yeah.
And then when you are done, I know sometimes David can now get angry because like, what are you saying? Who do you think I'm? Who said I can't afford to do this?
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered,